The subject today is innovation. One of the most common questions I get from clients, and it's been consistent for a long, long, long time, is how do I improve innovation? I need more creative people. I need more innovative people. Where are all the ideas? Where are all the innovative people? I tell leaders that there are two things top managers do. The very people that are asking me that question and lamenting the lack of innovation, there are two things those leaders do that kill or seriously hinder innovation in their organizations, and many of them don't even know it. The first one is that they allow fear to kill creativity, which is why we should all make sure we understand this key leadership lesson from cavemen, a la prior blog of mine. Most of us can remember a manager who sounded a lot like this. Oh my gosh, we're in trouble. We need to cut costs. We need to increase sales. We need reductions here and growth there, and we need to make smart moves, and we need to fix A, X, Y, and Z. And the boss sounds all panicky, and he's all worried. Maybe he's worried about his boss, and that boss is worried about the next boss. You instill this fear, and people climb into a foxhole. It's sad how often managers run around like panicky chickens with their heads cut off. And then they wonder why their people climb into a foxhole seeking safety, wary to develop or even suggest anything new. Let's just keep our heads down and wait for this to pass because the boss is all upset. The second major way that leaders themselves hinder innovation, and it's even more sad, in my opinion, is the way that managers impede innovation by penalizing it and rewarding its opposite. And here's what that looks like. People take a risk and fail. Management punishes them. They get mad at them. They either don't give them a promotion, or they give them a decrease, or they discipline them, or they make them a bad example in front of the organization. Hello? Meanwhile, they reward people who never take risks and stick to the safe route, keeping their hands clean, but never really doing anything new. Well, it doesn't take long for the organization to look around and say, no, let's see if I got this right. There have been 8 promotions around here, and the 7 of them have been from people who are politically correct, following the rules all the time, and I've never seen them do a single new thing. Now, I've seen Jack, Pete, Bonnie, Harry, Sally, and Kim all do all kinds of high-risk things, and either go nowhere. In fact, 2 of them got demoted. So think about the impact of the signals that you are sending, because they mean a lot more than the words that come out of your mouth. Would you want to innovate in an environment where your friend recently got fired because his big idea fell apart? Now, I have managers tell me all the time, well, I didn't fire him because of that. The fact is, it's what the people conclude you did. Would you like to work in an environment where your colleagues who check the right boxes and fly under the radar chug safely along, collecting their yearly raises? If you want innovation, you must start rewarding it and make change a source of excitement rather than fear. I would, in fact, if somebody tries something new and fails, make a great big deal out of complimenting them in front of everybody, because the word I would use if I were you is, John had the courage to fail fast and forward, and that's what we need around here. Meaning you learn from it and you move on. If you want innovation, you must start rewarding it and make change a source of excitement rather than fear. Just remember that in your head at all times. But a word of warning. If you're in a large organization, this can be a very difficult train to turn around. But it's not impossible. After all, what's impossible? But one of the things you will notice in very large organizations is when they get in trouble, and then they get in worse trouble, and the years go by and they're in worse and worse and worse trouble, when they're finally in disaster mode, it seems to take that to really turn them around. It's sad, but some great leaders can do it while the company is still healthy. Good luck to you in taking the fear out of innovation and taking the reward and putting it back in.